There's a quantity called the Fermi energy. And in most solid state physics books, the Fermi energy is the chemical potential at T equals zero. In semiconductor physics books that also electrical engineers read, there's a different definition for the same term. So for them, the Fermi energy is the chemical potential. It's temperature dependent, and the Fermi energy, the chemical potential at zero temperature is just the Fermi energy at zero temperature. And this is logical for the electrical engineers because the Fermi energy is the energy that goes in the Fermi function. And it's less logical for physicists because the chemical potential is that chemical potential from thermodynamics, the energy it takes to add an electron to the system, which you've either talked about in the thermodynamics course or you will soon. But this is the same chemical potential as in thermodynamics. So usually physics books call it the chemical potential, and semiconductor books call it the Fermi energy. I may exchange them because on Tuesday I teach physics of semiconductor devices and the chemical potential is called the Fermi energy. And then on the other days I teach this course and the chemical potential should be called the chemical potential, but I might call it the Fermi energy. So be aware that I might do something like that. But at any rate, the Fermi energy, I will try to be precise about it and only call it the Fermi energy when I mean the chemical potential at zero temperature. And then this integral to calculate the electron density at zero temperature, the Fermi function is just a step function. It's one until the chemical potential, and then it's just zero after that. So the integral reduces just to the integral of the density of states from minus infinity to the Fermi energy. And above the Fermi energy, the Fermi function is just zero. Below the Fermi energy, the Fermi function is one. So actually the Fermi function is in here, but it's just one until the Fermi energy and zero after that. So I can write it like this. And for the case of electrons in one dimension, you can do this integral. So this is the density of states. It's zero below energies below zero. So I only have to integrate from zero to the Fermi energy. It has this one over the square root of energy form. I can integrate it and then evaluate at zero and the Fermi energy. You get something like this. And then I solve this equation for the Fermi energy in terms of the electron density. So this is an equation for the Fermi energy. It tells me the last energy where electrons would be filled in at zero temperature. It will be close to the chemical potential at all temperatures. It's a good guess for the chemical potential because the chemical potential is a pretty weak function of temperature.